On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. ASU men's basketball team was in the UP of Michigan last week. They are were at home earlier this week, and they'll open up the conference play in a week. Sophomore Lance Rongstead with us, one of the few two-sport athletes on campus that does not run track, football and men's basketball. You were hurt in the fall. Number one, how you doing?
I'm getting better. It's a kind of a slow process. Had my knee scoped. They took out some, basically a mess in there of cartilage and other stuff, and found a deep bone bruise, which is kind of the majority of the reason why it's taken so long for me to heal.
From what I had been told by Coach Tesh, it was kind of frustrating that we were at several doctors and everybody said, you know what, everything looks okay, we just don't know what's wrong. What's that like as an athlete when you know there's something wrong and they can't tell you what it is?
It's terribly frustrating. I mean, anyone who's like plays athletics and you know your body, you know when you're okay, when you can fight through something and when something's physically wrong. And I just felt like something was, and I couldn't get an answer, so I kept jumping around until I found somebody that wanted to go in and take a look at it, and got it done, and was given 4 weeks, and looking forward to starting now.
How frustrating was the fall, knowing that you were such a big part of that football offense a year ago, and you just couldn't do much this year?
It was terribly frustrating. I mean, we didn't play well. We struggled offensively. We put our defense in a hole a lot of the times, and we just never was in real good situations to win crucial games that would have given us a spot in the playoffs. And I mean, especially looking back on the year now, there's so many things that I'm sure many of the guys wish we would have done differently here and there, and now we just have to take that and figure our stuff out for next year and use it as a learning tool.
Out of basketball, you've just been given the clearance to go ahead and practice, and you're hoping to be on the court in a week or so, but what have you noticed about this team that's going right?
We're playing tough. We've got a lot of athletic kids on our team. We're looking to pick up the defensive pressure this year, and kind of I think that's kind of something we lacked last year. We had a lot of games. There was 90-95, and we were always right there with 5 minutes to go and just never really got the defensive stops we needed to win games. And I think this year we have the athleticism to do so. We have a lot of bodies we can move around and kind of keep the pressure up, and I think that'll really help us out by wearing teams down and getting big stops when we need them to in order to seal games.
You guys are not only young, but you've got some veteran guys that are new to your program. How the freshmen and the transfers kind of fit in?
Very good. James Ellisor is a tremendous athlete. He's going to be a big part of our offense and defense this year. He can lock down anyone, and he can score at any given time, which I'm really looking forward to getting to play with him, as well as Bryce and Jake and Pat, who were here last year. I think we got a good combination this year that we can do a lot of different things with.
Down the stretch last year, you guys flat out won some games you probably shouldn't have. I remember the multiple overtime game with Duluth as one of them here. How much can carry over from one year to the next, a game like that?
I think a lot. I know a lot of us are really excited about this year. I mean, for Pat, it'll be his senior year. He's got nothing to lose. He's going to bring it all every game. I know being his roommate even, we want to get him wins. And I think last year we proved to ourselves that we are able to compete with the top teams in the conference. Our biggest struggle was beating the teams that were ranked in the same part that we were. We beat the teams below us. We beat half the teams above us that in the top four. And now we just got to figure out how we can win the close games with the teams that are comparable to us.
Seth Hakey last year was a guy who walked onto this campus, and I think everyone who's followed Beaver basketball knows what a valuable part of the team he was a year ago. How much are you going to miss him this year?
Terribly. Seth gave you so much offensively. You couldn't guard him. If you wanted to shoot it, he was going to shoot it. And as type of kid, it's irreplaceable. But being a season that this game that goes on and on, we got to figure out ways to replace that 20 points a game. And I think individually each person will pick it up, and I hope that we can get through the season without missing them too much.
What are your thoughts on the conference this year? I mean, is it going to be the same old teams that are the teams to beat?
I think so. I think Winona's going to be a real big team to beat. They got that transfer from Iowa. I can't remember his name off the top of his head, but he was averaging 13 a game in the Big Ten, and now he's playing here with us. So we got a lot of teams here that are going to be real good this year, and I hope we'll be one of them. I know we have the intensity and the athleticism to do so. We just got to bring it together and play well together.
Good luck.
Thanks, sir.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.